Sonoma Clean Power was originally due to be up and running this week, but the end of June deadline for local cities to decide whether they would opt in or not was extended through July 9th to allow Santa Rosa to study the issue a little longer. Ann Hancock, executive director of the Climate Protection Campaign, one of the primary advocates for Sonoma Clean Power, says Santa Rosa's choice will not make or break the new agency.
Once the county went in, bringing in all the customers in the unincorporated area, that gave us a green light. So every other city, Windsor, now Cotati, hopefully Sebastopol, Sonoma, and Santa Rosa, everyone is kind of a bonus. Of course, we really want Santa Rosa, but it's not necessary.
Both Cloverdale and Roanoke Park have declined to join. Petaluma deferred a decision until fall. But for those who are on board, as of the morning of July 10th, says Woody Hastings of the Climate Protection Campaign staff, it will be time to get busy.
Then the fun really begins, because that's where you have local decision-making about our energy resources. And so a lot of these questions about what kind of power mix will we have, how much of it will be renewable energy certificates, what about ratepayer protections, what about the rates, the vast majority of them are questions that will be asked and answered on an ongoing basis with a local, public, and accountable decision-making body.
The modest delay in getting all that underway is not expected to affect the actual rates for green electricity when Sonoma Clean Power rolls out its new service next January. So says Jeff Cyphers, a consultant who is part of the provisional staff of the soon-to-be-officially-formed agency.
The estimated rates haven't changed since we first published those. So on the commercial side, it looks like we'll have the range from about 3% below PG&E's rates to about 0.5% above. On the residential side, it looks like the rates will be from about 1.8% below to 1.1% above PG&E, so very close to PG&E's rates. And we're pretty confident we can stay in that range or darn close to it.
While the more ambitious aspects of the program, such as large solar farms, methane digestion plants, and wind turbine arrays to be built and operated locally, will need several years to take hold, Cyphers says some local green energy generation will be incorporated much sooner.
After 18 months to 2 years, we should be able to develop a credit rating for this agency, and that'll allow us to actually build renewables directly. In the meantime, we're going to roll out a net energy metering rate where people can sell excess power back into the grid from homes or small businesses. And for larger producers, we'll have a feed-in tariff as well, and those will happen right away.
As the program moves forward, says Woody Hastings, there may be an opportunity for the cities that initially opted out to reconsider, perhaps as soon as 2015.
Part of the reason for asking the cities to join is to estimate the amount of electrical power that you're going to need to purchase in a contract. Those contracts go for specified periods of time. So there needs to be a waiting period for when those contracts will open up to have an opportunity to invite the cities to join at a future date. So that's not entirely clear when that might be.
The similar three-year-old program in Marin County has been both a good model and a source of help and advice for Sonoma Clean Power, says Jeff Cyphers.
And we'd like to do better. We'd really like to start building renewables sooner than they did. We've designed our power contracts to stay more competitive than theirs are. So we're trying to improve on the model that they've created.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.